Columbus City Council members are standing behind a decision to not penalize a Short North developer that failed to live up to promises about job creation. Developer Pizzuti vowed to create 217 jobs with wages totaling $13 million as they built a parking garage and nearby office space. In exchange, they got a 10-year, 75% property tax abatement. Well, Pizzuti fell far short, creating just 20 jobs that met the city's threshold of $12 an hour, although they did create many other lower-paying jobs that do not qualify for abatements. Despite the shortfall, council this week decided to not punish the company and instead retroactively change the agreement to reflect the number of jobs Pizzuti actually created. I asked Councilmember Michael Stenziano why.
So there's a tax incentive review board that evaluates all tax incentive projects. And the recommendation and what we passed were lockstep. So you had representatives from the city and from Columbus City Schools review those incentives. They made that recommendation to council, and that's why we pursued the action we did.
Right. So council ultimately has the final say of this issue. And so one could see that it's a tax abatement agreement with really no teeth if you don't make the developer live up to their promises.
We had the nonpartisan, to some extent, advisory review. I mean, they're the ones that take a look at all these different projects. I know the department feels there's other characteristics that are important when they look at agreements. I was not part of the original abatement, but we've always leaned and followed the recommendation of the incentive review group, and I didn't really... This wasn't one that necessarily stood out different than previous recommendations that they've made to us.
Looking back, though, is there any fear that you're sending a message to other developers going forward?
I think what's important is we are looking to make tax incentive changes. We're going to have another hearing tomorrow on kind of the city of Columbus's path forward, and that's going to be the best opportunity for changes. I think that the old model is one that this council in particular and the administration are interested in making changes to. We've gone through a very long process. Tomorrow's hearing is another step towards that process where we will have a little more clarity on where incentives or abatements or different projects and neighborhoods will qualify.
And again, we're doing this interview on a Tuesday, so by tomorrow you mean Wednesday, actually.
Yes.
A lot of the confusion on this seemed to come regarding the $12 an hour pay threshold, because this company did create a lot of jobs, but the overwhelming majority of them paid less than $12 an hour, which is the threshold that the city of Columbus has for qualifying for abatements.
Again, I think that qualifying for abatement piece is going to be something that's discussed with the changes that could come with the tax incentive review and the action that council is going to be taking. How it's measured, again, look to the incentive review group. They are the ones that kind of heard the presentations, understood this is what was approved, this is what we would recommend for the benefits of this project or other projects. They've always been good partners, and I think do their diligence when they make the recommendations to council.
This is a bigger picture question. Does the Short North need tax abatements?
Based on the incentive study, previous abatements are no longer needed, but we still need to encourage office and certain kind of activity that otherwise wouldn't create what some people want to see as a very vibrant 24/7, but an active community that goes not just 8 to 5, but after hours.
Councilmember Michael Stenziano talking about council's decision to retroactively change the job requirements associated with tax abatements for a Short North developer that fell short on the number of jobs promised. Mr. Stenziano, thank you.
Thank you.
Managers with Pizzuti have said the main issue is how the city counts jobs toward abatements. They also say some of the jobs they created in a Short North project led to other jobs. In that meeting Stenziano talked about tonight, it's a public hearing meant to gather input about implementing many of the elements from a recent study that recommended changes to how the city doles out tax abatements. That meeting starts at 5 p.m. inside City Council chambers in City Hall.